Hello, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Mikey.
Good morning,
just
mate.
Out of interest, Adam, who is your English Premier League team?
I've always been a Manchester United tragic, Jimmy. My dad grew up supporting United in the 60s and 70s, and it's sort of, they filtered down to me. I've had the fortunate experience to go to Old Trafford a couple of times. Believe it or not, I've been to Old Trafford a couple of times, guys, for some matches, and both times I've been, they've been Millwall draws. So you can imagine how few Millwall draws there have been at Old Trafford over the years. And both times I've seen Millwall draws. But, yeah, always been a Manchester United tragic, and that 1999 treble will live long in my memory.
The esteem with which I hold you now has just risen exponentially, Adam. That is
good to
the
hear,
correct,
Jimmy.
That is
good
the
to hear.
Correct
you
answer.
You just turned this studio into a 2v1 situation. I'm not happy about that.
Hey, Darren, yeah, Weir, this is the horse that stands out for me in the Magic Millions. Yes, 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 City Ford says yes more often. Is the horse going to be there?
It's a good question, Jimmy. Every single year, I reckon, we have some sort of travel or plane drama with horses trying to get to the Gold Coast, especially from Victoria, obviously. It's a very long flight trip, and trains prefer to get their horses on a plane and get them up to the Gold Coast. And Darren Weir is sort of stuck between a bit of a rock and a hard place at the moment, because yes, 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 at the moment, he's not on the Gold Coast. Darren's awaiting a flight later this week. He said he doesn't want to float the horse to Queensland. It's obviously two on the trip from Melbourne. And he's basically at the mercy of commercial airline carriers at the moment. So he's waiting to try and see if there's some freight spot on a flight a little bit later this week, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, even Thursday, probably at the absolute latest. But if there's an extra freight booked onto one of those flights, that means that the horses usually miss out. So Darren and connections of yes, 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 they're probably a little bit nervous and anxious at the moment, waiting to hear if they can get him on a flight in the next 24 to 48 hours, because as it stands at the moment, he's not on the Gold Coast. And Darren has unequivocally said that he will not float him up to the Gold Coast, obviously at this late stage. So we'll wait and hear some more news. But yeah, he desperately needs to try and get on a flight in the next 24 to 48 hours, guys.
Now, Adam, given our opening conversation with you, I'm a little bit confused about this next topic, because it's about Ljungberg. Now, there was a Freddie Ljungberg who used to play for Arsenal, so I thought you might have said that you were an Arsenal fan. But anyway, getting back to on point, there's confusion over Ljungberg in the Magic Millions Guineas.
Yeah, there was yesterday, Mossy. If you remember on the weekend, he won pretty stylishly on a Kensington track there at Randwick, and Ron Quinton said straight away after the race, no plans to go to the Magic Millions on Shine, getting ready for some races in the Autumn Carnival. And then the fields came out for the Magic Millions Guineas yesterday, and Ljungberg's name was there. And I think there was a little bit of confusion for about an hour, a couple of hours there yesterday, wondering what's going on. Has Ronnie Quinton had a change of mind or a U-turn and decided to send the horse to the Gold Coast and contest the $2 million race? And then Ronnie quickly said there was a bit of a clerical error there. I think acceptances might have been taken for that Magic Millions Guineas last week, believe it or not, even before Ljungberg raced on the weekend. So he's had to withdraw the horse from the race, so he won't feature in the Gold Coast out there on the weekend. Unconditional gets a run its first emergency. But yeah, certainly sent a few punters into a bit of a frenzy yesterday when they saw Ljungberg's name in the final field. But Ronnie Quinton quickly cleared that up and scratched the horse straight away. So yeah, won't see Ljungberg on the Gold Coast. He'll stay in Sydney and get set for some bigger targets in the Autumn Carnival.
Outback Barbie is the favourite for that three-year-old Guineas race at tab.com.au. I know Dave Stanley's been strong on the chances of Outback Barbie, $2.80. Now, Kieran Maher, apparently going to open a Sydney stable, and just on that, he's got magnificent hair. So who will be doing Kieran's hair in Sydney? I think that's probably the bigger question, Adam.
I wonder how kept Kieran's hair is, Jimmy. I've always wondered about that. I'm not quite sure Kieran puts a lot of time and effort into the upkeep of that hair. But, yeah, certainly a flowing look affair. Yeah, he's going to open a Sydney stable up here with his co-trainer, David Eustace. Probably no great surprise, given that Kieran's had a lot more runners in Sydney the last couple of months, but decided he wants a permanent base up here in Sydney now to have a bit of a satellite stable to complement his main base down there in Melbourne and at Caulfield. So he'll open up that stable at Warwick Farm at this stage. And he says initially he'll be making plenty of trips up to Sydney to oversee those horses and their preparations, just trying to give him a bit more options for his owners as well to try and take on some races here in Sydney as well as Melbourne. I've got no doubt, guys, that I think Kieran will be one of the foremost trainers in Australia for a very, very long time. He's still young, got plenty of time on his side. He's building his numbers up really, really quickly. And I reckon, I'm not going to say I'm putting him in the same breath as a Waller or a Weir at this stage, but I've got no doubt he'll be one of the top four or five trainers in Australia for the next couple of decades if he sticks at it. So,
how many horses would he have at the moment, Adam?
I'm not 100% sure, Jimmy, to be honest. You probably have to ask him, but I'd say he'd definitely have more than 100 easily on his books in work at the moment. On his actual books, he'd probably have, a couple hundred, maybe even close to 300. I'm not too sure. I'm just speculating here at the moment. But, yeah, he built his numbers up very, very quickly, and I know he had that little bit of a hiccup when he was out for 6 months over that Azcadelia affair, but he's come back and he hasn't missed a beat, basically. So to have that ability to sort of transfer his horses between Sydney and Melbourne quite regularly, depending on what races suit, is probably going to be a real bonus for him. And I think he can make his presence felt in Sydney. I'm not going to say he's got the numbers of a Waller or a Snowden or a Gay Waterhouse Godolphin, but he'll have his fair share of winners in Sydney once that base gets up and running.
Adam, question without notice. I hope you'll forgive me, but have you got an opinion on the ATC's decision to close its membership?
Yeah, I did see that story this morning that Webby wrote in Mossy. It's fascinating. I haven't quite got my head around it yet. Obviously, membership with the ATC has been on the rise for several years now. They've done a lot of good things with their membership program. I don't know. I'm not quite too sure if it's the right thing to close it off and put people on a waiting list. Maybe, I suppose, their facilities reach a certain limit at some stage, don't they, with their member facilities at Randwick and Rose Hill. But, yeah, I suppose it just shows the demand that the membership program is in for the ATC at the moment, with people wanting to join and be part of Sydney Racing, which is only great. I suppose the proof will be in the pudding, really, won't it? I don't have a firm opinion on it so far, so I just wait and see how it goes. But, yeah, it's good to see that their membership stocks are rising year in, year out.
Barometer of public opinion, and this encapsulates the thoughts of two callers this morning, and that is that it's elitist. So it'll be interesting to see how it's perceived by the wider public and, indeed, the impact that scarcity and exclusivity has on membership levels. Good on you, Adam. Barrier draw today, and we'll speak about that tomorrow on the program.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day. We'll speak in the morning.
You too, mate, and find another Premier League team to support, will you?
Go the Mighty Reds.
This year is my worst nightmare, City and Liverpool fighting out the title.
That's right, Man City, like Liverpool. Who do we want to win? Anyway, good on you, Adam.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys.